Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, we'll start in Detroit, where retirees vote to lower pensions.
Well, they really had no choice, David. What they did was to lower their pensions by about 4.5%. And it still remains to be seen whether the creditors will accept the grand scheme that they have all come up with, which will prevent the selling of the Detroit art collection. Nevertheless, it does show that what can happen in this country is that if pensions are not well funded, if in fact there is bankruptcy, then pensions are not sacrosanct. And this has got to scare the heck out of an awful lot of people who are depending on the pensions that they have negotiated seriously for, and that where their unions have been incredibly aggressive about getting better and better deals. Although what's happened in states like New York is it's just the opposite. You get tier one, tier two, tier three, I don't remember where we are, tier six or tier seven, and they get less and less. That movement to take better deals for the state in this case will be done because unions will see the Detroit example. And we see in New Jersey, in New York, there's tremendous pressure put on unions to do a little bit better for the state and a little bit worse for themselves.
China, tensions choke off tourism to Vietnam.
When I read that, David, I was so interested because, you know, I'm old enough to remember the Vietnam War pretty well and remember that one of the arguments made for being in that war and in other places was that we had to stop the communists because otherwise there was going to be a domino effect and each of these countries was going to fall in with each other and be exactly like the other and be just like, you know, Russia and China. Well, it turns out, of course, that there's historic enmity between the Vietnamese and the Chinese, and that in this case, it looks real bad for Chinese, for example, tourism in Vietnam. So the domino theory turns out to have fallen on its own weight.
Not in New York, where the city is reviewing assaults on 129 inmates at Rikers Island.
This kind of thing has always gone on, David. We know that, in which one of the ways guards and others enforce discipline is through this vigilantism on their own. And I taught at the John Jay College years and years ago, and it was going on then, I know from some of the people that I was talking to. So here we have all of these years later still going on, secret investigation by the New York City Department of Investigation. They've arrested people already, but apparently there's going to be a lot more when this whole report gets fact. It just goes to show that you probably have to rethink the entire system and the way we do incarceration.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks as always, Alan.
And thank you, David, for getting up so early in the morning and being our star. Appreciate it so much.